1. Face-to-face. About 2 years prior to my near-death experience, NDE, my employer, once the fastest-growing pharmaceutical company in the world, laid off almost all of its sales and marketing employees after a recall of a drug that was hailed as a probable cure for Alzheimer's. Only a few months before, I attended a meeting in Washington, D.C., to announce a new vaccine against Alzheimer's. We were on all the major networks, CNN, Fox News, NBC, CBS, ABC, and the front cover of Time magazine. I created a tagline for the introduction of our drug, making Alzheimer's history. Finally, there was a cure for one of the most devastating diseases of all time. With the final stage of clinical trials nearly complete, our company's stock rose to record highs. Cashing in on my soon-to-vest stock would net me millions. I would be able to fulfill my dreams. Then came the crash. A few patients in the trial suffered from encephalitis, an inflammation of the brain. This potentially fatal side effect led the FDA to force a recall of our drug. Soon after, a Wall Street Journal front-page story broke the news that our chief financial officer had used off-balance accounting to allow our company to acquire several other companies. Though this was legal, it appeared that our pharmaceutical company was cooking the books. Our stock price slid down faster than a greased pig on a fun slide. Within weeks, it became a penny stock. I had to lay off my entire department, and then the board laid me off. My job evaporated, and with it, all of my pledged stock and the dreams therein. I would realize the ultimate loss only years later, when my mother developed Alzheimer's. I could only imagine how, if our drug had been made available, she might never have fallen into the cruel grip of this horrid disease. After a brief tenure with another pharmaceutical company, I started a biotech company. But that venture fizzled when it was clear I needed to raise over $60 million to keep the company afloat. So, I decided to acquire a newspaper. It seemed like God's next career move. I love writing, having studied journalism at Northwestern University, and envisioned growing the enterprise into a media conglomerate, maybe the next Viacom or Fox. Soon after spending much of my savings just to buy this company, I learned that the previous owner had overstated the number of committed advertisers. Turned out, many of the current advertisers intended to discontinue their advertising as soon as their contracts expired. Not wishing to invest another fortune to keep funding the newspaper, I closed the publication. It seemed I was on a slippery slope to nowhere, with a young family to feed and a large mortgage to pay. "God," I prayed, "why did you allow me to go down this path?" Bills continued to stack up. My wife cried at night, and I recall looking at our young children and worrying about their future. Thoughts of cashing in on my life insurance through a veiled suicide.